The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the AACB newsletter that I get every day, the Vision Aware newsletter update, e-news from the National Braille Press, AFB Direct Connect regarding National Disability Voter Registration Week, and accessing payment from third-party vendors for rehabilitation. An ACB poll has been issued regarding Publix talking prescription labels. The Fantasy Book Club meets June 26th. Fiction Old and New meets July 6th. The RSVAR is celebrating their 50th anniversary at ACB convention. The CNIB from Canada marks their 100th year. And there has been a settlement of the lawsuit for the Boeing Employees Credit Union issuing. The issue is blind accessibility to their services. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Fantasy Book Club will be held on the fourth Tuesday of this month, Tuesday, June 26, 2018, at 9 p.m. Eastern. All are welcome. We will continue the format of having everybody read a book and discuss their book choice. Our meeting will be held over the phone. The main number is 712-832-8330. The access code is 342-2731. Julia Kulak, Group Facilitator. Email julia.kulak@gmail.com. Fiction Old and New will be discussing Before He Finds Her by Michael Cardos, DB80651, in the Book Nook Room of AccessibleWorld.org on Friday, July 6th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Here's the annotation. Before He Finds Her, DB80651. Cardos, Michael. Reading time, 10 hours, 40 minutes. Read by Martha Harmon Pardee. Suspense and Fiction. 15 years ago, Ramsey Miller and his 3-year-old daughter Meg disappeared, leaving behind Ramsey's murdered wife. Everyone assumes Ramsey also killed Meg, but she has been living under protection with family friends until Ramsey is found. Now pregnant, Meg rebels. Strong language, some violence, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Copyright 2015. Co-hosted, Sherry Wells, SHERRYWELLS 1157@gmail.com. Michelle Bernstein, Hamlet's Sweet Lady, @gmail.com. Date, Friday, July 6, 2018. Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/room/.asp query ID=RS7867A2369EOE, or alternatively, go to www.accessibleworld.org and click on the Book Nook Room. Enter your first and last names on the sign-in screen. If you are a first-time user of the Talking Communities online conferencing software, there is a small safe software program that you need to download and then run. A link to the software is available on every entry screen to the Accessible World Rooms. After you have downloaded the simple software, enter the room. Hold down the control key to talk and let up to listen. All of our programs are recorded and archived. You may wish to subscribe to our Accessible World Announce List. Write to aw-announcements-subscribe@groups.io. Accessible World contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair, Accessible World, 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Web, www.helpinghands4theblind.org. Steve Hoffman, President, Talking Communities. Email steve@talkingcommunities.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Hello, all. Please share it with members in states where Publix, grocery, and pharmacies are located to provide feedback to ACB on if their accessible prescription label program is working or not. Publix is located in the following states: Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Please let us know how it is going for you. If you know others who use Publix and talking labels, please feel free to share this email. In particular, number one, are you still getting talking labels for your prescription medications? If not, why not? Number two, what is the shortest, longest, and roughly average wait time between requesting prescriptions with talking labels and receiving them? Three, have you had situations in the past 6 months where you could not get a medication with a talking label because the wait was too long? Number four, what is your experience with your local pharmacist? Are they helpful? Thanks for answers to these questions or any other information you want to share about the Publix Talking Label program. Send responses to Kim Charlson at kim.charlson@perkins.org. Vision Aware Newsletter, Dateline June 1st, 2018, for independent living with vision loss. Co-hosted by the American Foundation for the Blind and the Reader's Digest Partners for Sight. Vision Aware celebrates its 6th birthday. Photograph of an ornately decorated floral cake. With a quote from Helen Keller saying, "Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much." Vision Aware launched 6 years ago in partnership with Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation as a free, easy-to-use online resource for adults with vision loss, their families, caregivers, healthcare providers, and social service professionals. We have reached 4.5 million pages viewed to date this fiscal year alone, and over 17.1 million pages viewed over the course of 6 years. Vision Aware has had 9.4 million visitors during its lifetime. We do all this with a wonderful cadre of Vision Aware peer advisors and contributors. Those are hot links. Vision Aware Spring Highlights, here's what's new on the technology front. During the past few months, Vision Aware has focused on new developments in technology with posts written by Steve Kelly, CVRT, CATIS, Certified Assistive Technology Instructional Specialist for people with visual impairments. A highly trained expert who specializes in working with individuals who are blind, visually impaired, or who have functional visual limitations, and empowers them to achieve their life goals for education, employment, avocation, and independence through the use of assistive technology. Read about searching for those elusive magic glasses. Find out about smart speakers and how they can help people with vision loss. Take a quick look at the new Victor Reader Trek. Find out about low-cost, refreshable Braille. Those are all hot links. Peer advisor Sandra Burgess has also written her take on the Orbit Reader 2.0, a new and more affordable, refreshable Braille device that she is testing. Speaking of technology, check out this awesome resource, Computers for the Blind. Need an inexpensive computer complete with accessible software? Check out Vision Aware's featured agency, Computers for the Blind. That's a hot link. This organization offers refurbished computers with assistive technology to persons who are blind or have low vision. Father's Day is right around the corner. Actually, it just passed. Take him camping. Read Becky Horder's post on camping with low vision. It's all about making memories. Check out our Father's Day gift list. That is a hot link as well. Help us continue the conversation on aging and vision loss. The American Foundation for the Blind has been holding national conversations about aging and vision loss. Read what others have said about their concerns. Add your own comments by taking our national survey on aging and vision loss. Have a wonderful summer. As we finish our 6th year, we are preparing to transition to a new home at the American Printing House for the Blind. Stay tuned for more information on this exciting new chapter for Vision Aware. You are receiving this message because you are a subscriber who indicated a desire to receive the Vision Aware newsletter. Yada, yada, yada. Brian McDonald circulated a new newsletter from the National Braille Press. Remembering Sue Amateur, an exceptional volunteer. A tireless competitor in all aspects of her life, Sue Emeter was a crucial champion for the blind community. As a young child, she quickly learned to advocate for her right to read. Because of lack of readily available Braille, Sue's mother took it upon herself to transcribe school assignments and books for her daughter. After graduating from the University of Washington, Sue embarked on a 30-year career in state government, fighting for the employment rights of people with disabilities. She was the first blind person to work for the Human Rights Commission of Washington State and was instrumental in crafting the Americans with Disabilities Act, ensuring legal protections against discrimination for those with disabilities. National Braille Press was honored to have Sue serve on our board for the last 5 years. With her leadership, we were able to raise money to produce books on living with breast and prostate cancer, ensuring access to information on symptoms, treatments, and side effects for blind individuals. From serving on committees, to attending our gala, to hosting one of our best-attended Because Braille Matters luncheons, Sue always strove to help. She and her husband of 46 years, John, even joined our Braille for Life Alliance legacy program to ensure Braille access for all. Sue's legacy of advocacy, volunteerism, and paving the path for others will stand well into our future, and it is with great pleasure that we announce that we are naming our Individual Volunteer of the Year Award the Sue Emeter Volunteer of the Year Award. Sue, thank you for making our mission stronger and our lives better. Join us for our 91st annual meeting. On Tuesday, June 12th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m., National Braille Press will be hosting our 91st annual meeting at the Fenway Center at Northeastern University, right across from our office on St. Stephen Street. Trustees, members, staff, and friends will be able to socialize during the reception at 5 p.m. before the meeting begins at 6. Image removed by sender Judy Dixon, receiving the 2013 Volunteer Award. Our program this year will feature special guest speaker and NBP contributor Judy Dixon. Our reflections on the past year, our plans for the future, and the presentation of our 2018 Volunteer Awards to Roger Pelissier and Tufts Health Plan. Roger Pelissier will be receiving the 2018 Sue Emeter Image Removed by Sender. Roger, wearing a guide bib with his blindfold challenge runner at the 2012 Race Volunteer Award. In appreciation of the gift of his time and talent over the last 6 years in support of Braille literacy, through his photography and service as a guide to our blindfold challenge runners, he has helped to showcase our mission with class, and his generosity at our galas has helped NBP put more books in the hands of the blind community. A group from Tufts Health Plan, after a volunteer project with completed books in appreciation of their dedication to accessibility and Braille literacy, Tufts Health Plan will be receiving the 2018 Group Volunteer Award. Tufts has generously sponsored our galas since 2007, and hundreds of their staff have attended book assembly events at MVP over the past 7 years. You can still RSVP for the annual meeting. Email jquintanilla@nbp.org. But if you aren't able to make it in person, the event will be streamed live on ACB Radio. MBP will be selling the BrailleMe. In 2008, National Braille Press created the Center for Braille Innovation, CBI, to identify and leverage new technologies to make electronic Braille more affordable. MBP is pleased to announce that we will be selling the BrailleMe from Innovision, based in India. This 20-cell smart Braille display uses magnetic actuation and will retail for less than $500 U.S. The BrailleMe allows reading of documents and files, as well as simple word processing with our cursor router keys. Over 50 languages and Bluetooth, iOS and Android, and USB connectivity. The BrailleMe is a complement to NBP's B2G, which is the lowest cost, full functioning Braille computer on the market. For more information about purchasing the BrailleMe or the B2G, contact president@nbp.org. Image removed by sender of BrailleMe with its case. Featured children's book, Rescue and Jessica. based on a real-life partnership, the heartening story of the love and teamwork between a girl and her service dog will illuminate and inspire. Rescue thought he'd grow up to be a seeing-eye dog. It's the family business, after all. When he gets the news that he's better suited to be a service dog, he's worried that he's not up to the task. Then he meets Jessica, a girl whose life is turning out differently than the way she'd imagined it to. Now Jessica needs Rescue by her side to help her accomplish everyday tasks. And it turns out that Rescue can help Jessica after all. A way forward, together, one step at a time. Have you or your family received a Read Books bag from NBP? We want to hear your stories. This year, we're celebrating the 15th year of our Read Books Because Braille Matters free book bag program. If you or your family have received a Read Books bag from NBP, we'd love to hear about how it has impacted your Braille journey. Email jquintanilla@nbp.org. Share your story with us. National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen's Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02115. From the American Foundation for the Blind website, Rev Up, National Disability Voter Registration Week. Posted by the American Foundation for the Blind, June 16th to 6/20/2018. The Rev Up campaign coordinates National Disability Voter Registration Week, NDVRW, each year on the third week of July to increase the political power of people with disabilities while also engaging candidates and the media to recognize the disability community. Rev Up stands for Register, Educate, Vote, Use Your Power. The registration site also contains links to the NDVRW toolkit, email sign-up, and other resources. Interest categories, advocacy, and public policy. URL, https://www.aapd.com/advocacy/voting/national-disability-voter-registration-week/. The mission of the American Foundation for the Blind is to create a world of no limits for people who are blind or visually impaired. We mobilize leaders, advance understanding, and champion impactful policies and practices using research and data. AFB hosted a webinar June 12th entitled Wrestling with Realities, Realigning Priorities, Strengthening Our Profession While Increasing Sustainability for Vision Rehab Professionals, including hot topic discussion on Medicare reimbursement for vision rehab professionals. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at the 2016 Biennial International Conference of the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER. The AER membership adopted a resolution calling for the establishment of a task force to consider and implement strategies to achieve third-party funding, such as Medicare, for the specialized services provided by vision rehabilitation professionals. The resolution is below. The task force has completed its work and has generated a brief report, which is also included below. You are invited to join in a national conversation about this important report, which reflects a field-wide consensus about the field's need to focus our advocacy efforts in directions other than Medicare third-party reimbursement for vision rehabilitation services at this time. Key task force leaders and participants will share their perspectives and walk us through the study which yielded the task force's conclusion that we should suspend our pursuit of third-party reimbursement while we prepare to be more accountable to funding sources and pursue initiatives to promote and strengthen our professions and provide our service to all who need it. After an interactive dialogue with task force participants, sharing their points of view, we will open the floor for your reactions, questions, comments, and alternative perspectives. There's no cost to join the conversation and no need to RSVP. The rest is about the meeting, which is already passed. The conversation will also be recorded and transcribed and made available via AER's and AFB's websites for those who may not be able to join the meeting at its scheduled time. We look forward to your participation. Please share this open invitation with your networks, and we invite you to review the task force report and AER resolution below. Report, Task Force on Third-Party Coverage for Specialized Services. This task force considered what would be involved to achieve third-party funding for the specialized services provided by the following vision rehabilitation professionals: orientation and mobility specialist, vision rehabilitation therapist, and low vision therapist. It was hoped that third-party reimbursement would provide the funding and facilitate referrals to enable us to reach all those who need our services and help ensure that only qualified professionals would provide that service. This would strengthen our professions and the universities that prepare them, increasing recognition that our professions are the ones which are qualified to provide vision-related services. Our discussions revealed that third-party reimbursement isn't what many of us had imagined it would be, and accessing it has a cost and risks. It won't solve the funding problems that we hoped it would. It will only fill in some gaps, and it would require us to change the way that we provide service. For example, we would need to have evidence-based assessments and outcome measurements which have not yet been developed. Therefore, the consensus of the task force is that we should suspend our pursuit of third-party reimbursement for now and instead put our resources into initiatives that we are more confident can promote and strengthen our professions and provide our service to all those who need it. In the meantime, we should become better prepared to show evidence of the value of our services in such a way as to be accountable to funding sources. To that end, we plan to organize a teleconference to share these results and start the conversation and invite ideas to consider other strategies for achieving our goals. Third-party reimbursement task force members co-chaired Kathy Holden, Senior VP of Rehabilitation Clinical Operations, Newview, Oklahoma. Donna Sauerberger, Certified O&M Specialist, Maryland. Members, Bill Bowles, Chair, AER Vision Rehabilitation Therapists Division. Lauren Branch, President, Newview, Oklahoma. Joe Cadavero, President, AER. Kim Charleston, President, ACB. Anicio Correa, New York Vision Rehabilitation Association. Neva Fairchild, Chair, AER Aging Division. Justin Kaiser, Chair, AER O&M Division. Kelly Lusk, Chair, AER Low Vision Division. Lester Marks, Administrator, New York Lighthouse Guild. Roxanne Mayros, CEO and President, Vision Serve Alliance. Nancy Miller, President, New York Vision Rehabilitation Association. Mark Richard, Government Relations, AFB. Tony Stevens, Government Relations, ACB. Lou Tutt, Executive Director, AER. Kathy Zider, Executive Director, ACVREP. Resolution of the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, July 2016. Accessing third-party payment for vision-related rehabilitation professionals and services. Resolution number 2016-1. Whereas the primary funding streams supporting specialized services to individuals who are blind or visually impaired are restricted to the special education and vocational rehabilitation systems, and whereas the only national program intended to offer specialized services to those people who are blind or visually impaired who are not ordinarily served by the special education or vocational rehabilitation systems, namely the Independent Living Services for Older Individuals Who Are Blind, OIB, program has been unconscionably underfunded since its inception, and whereas 6.9 million Americans 65 years and older reported having a significant visual impairment, according to the 2015 National Center for Health Statistics National Health Interview Survey. And whereas the services of many health and rehabilitation professionals are reimbursed by third-party programs such as Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance carriers, and whereas the services of most vision rehabilitation professionals qualified to provide specialized services to people who are blind or visually impaired are not currently reimbursable through third-party programs. And whereas for the last several decades, coordinated advocacy for Medicare reimbursement for such services undertaken by organizations of and for people who are blind or visually impaired, including AER, has been unsuccessful. And whereas expertise in healthcare management and administration is necessary for understanding the business of healthcare delivery and accessing third-party funding. And whereas this expertise in healthcare management and administration lies outside the preparation and experience of professionals, program administrators, and others involved in the delivery of specialized services to people who are blind or visually impaired. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, AER, on this 23rd day of July 2016 in the city of Jacksonville, Florida, that this organization, through its president and executive director, shall reach out to the leadership and public policy staff of the major national, regional, and community-based organizations of and for people who are blind or visually impaired, with whom AER may make common cause to invite them to participate in an AER national working group on third-party coverage for specialized services. And be it further resolved that this national working group shall include the active participation of each of the AER divisions representing professionals for whom third-party coverage is being sought. And be it further resolved that this national working group shall seek the involvement of additional individuals and entities with expertise in healthcare management and administration to advise the working group concerning current reimbursement policy and process and how professionals can qualify for and access third-party funding. And be it further resolved that the AER president or executive director and or representative that the president may appoint shall routinely participate in working group meetings, shall regularly report to the AER board about such meetings, and shall put any working group recommendations before the AER board for its consideration and approval prior to the working group actions. I'll read an abbreviated version of the settlement with the Boeing Bank. The blind will soon be able to bank with BECU through mobile and online banking. From National's Federation of the Blind and Boeing Employees Credit Union Reach Accessibility Agreement. Dateline Seattle, June 6, 2018. The National Federation of the Blind, its Washington affiliate, and three blind individuals have reached an agreement with the Boeing Employees Credit Union, BECU. As a part of this agreement, BECU will work in collaboration with NFB and its members to make its website and mobile banking app fully accessible to blind customers. The work to achieve full accessibility of the website is expected to be completed by March 31, 2019. Improvements to the mobile app will begin this summer and will be completed by May 31, 2019. BECU has also committed to long-term policies and procedures, such as employee training programs, to ensure that accessibility is maintained and pay an undisclosed settlement amount without any associated admission of liability. About the NS, let's see. Blind people must budget, keep track of our accounts, pay our bills, make deposits, and transfer funds just like everyone else, said Mark Rigabono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. Since these functions are now increasingly and sometimes exclusively performed via web or mobile applications, the blind must have full and equal access to these modern financial tools. We commend Boeing Employees Credit Union for agreeing in good faith to aggressive steps that will ensure access to its website and mobile applications now and into the future. We particularly appreciate that BECU has agreed to the testing of these services by blind people throughout the process, and we look forward to working with this institution to achieve the goal of equal access. We urge other banks across the country to meet the same standard of access for their customers and invite them to work closely with us in doing so. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Sorry about the raspy voice.